He was arrested, trumped up charges. It was all false. It was all wrong. But yet the arrest kept on going and kept on advancing and escalating. And then Jesus was sentenced to death. And then that death sentence was carried out. He was crucified. And as they blew the shofar for the Passover lamb to be slaughtered, which happened every year at Passover time, there was another lamb that was being slaughtered for the sin of the world as Jesus died on the cross. He stayed in the grave Friday, Saturday. All hope was lost. Even though he told them what would happen. But it was a time when it was a big paradigm shift for all who were following him. They thought he was going to be a king and beat up the Romans and everything would be fine and they would have great high places in his kingdom. But it was all falling apart, and so they forgot what he had said. And then on Sunday morning, exactly what he said happened. He rose from the dead, proving and confirming that he was indeed the Son of God. And I'm going to pick up the story in John chapter 20, because I want to make an observation about that. John chapter 20, verses 19 to 21 is what I'm going to read. John 20, 19 to 21. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, meaning the Jewish leaders, the ones who were responsible for Jesus' death, the disciples thought they were next, so they were hiding. Jesus came and stood among them and said, if I was going to translate it into our vernacular, "Hi." "It's a ghost, it's a ghost." And then Jesus had to convince them it wasn't a ghost. "Any fish? Got some fish." "Ghosts don't eat fish." "Well, they don't eat, actually, fish or anything." So he eats some broiled fish and everything. And they're going like, "It's really him." So in verse 20, after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. He kept souvenirs of that time, the holes in his hands and in his side, in his feet. He showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." And now we see God's mind. We see God's plan and his will. It's way beyond what was shared at the Last Supper. And the Last Supper was way beyond what Jesus was revealing to his followers as they began to follow him. First, Jesus demonstrated that God wants to share. He just wants to share with us. He doesn't want to just live. He doesn't want to just be here without us. And so Jesus invited his disciples to share in his teaching, to share in his day-to-day walk, which they did. And then at the Last Supper, Jesus said, "I've got something else I want to share with you. I want to share the Father with you. My relationship with the Father, a beautiful relationship between God the Father and God the Son. I want to share that with you. Eternal life, power, wholeness, peace with God," which we can't drum up ourselves, but Jesus, in Christ we can. Jesus invited them into the new covenant in his blood, which we just remembered. And so the disciples, they found out that God's desire to share his life with us, to include us, went way beyond just learning about his teaching. It went right into sharing in his relationship with the Father. Eternal life is where that's headed. Eternal life with God in Christ. But then, when he rose from the dead and visits his amazed disciples, proves he is who he is, he says something even more amazing about his desire to share his life with us. Not only do we get to share in the knowledge of God, not only do we get to share in relationship with God in Christ, Jesus says this in verse 21, "As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." We get to share in his mission. As we get to share in his work. The Lord is advancing his kingdom on this earth, a kingdom that will last forever. And not only does he want us to know about it, not only does he want us to relate to him in fellowship and friendship, but he wants us to be part of the family business. He wants us to be part of his mission on the earth. What is this mission? What was when Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you"? What was Jesus sent to do? Well, I'll just quickly go to Luke chapter 4, because Jesus encapsulates his mission in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 19, where he says, Luke 4, 18 to 19, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." That was a prophecy written about Jesus that he read, and he said, "This one's fulfilled. You can mark on this one, done." Because he came, that was his mission, to do all those cool things. And we say, "Yay, Jesus! You go for it, Jesus! You do those things!" But now Jesus is saying, "I don't want to do them all by myself. I want you to share in these things with me." The Spirit of the Lord is on us, says Jesus, because he's anointed us to preach good news to the poor. He sent us to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. He wants us to partner with him. He's not into doing it all himself, even though he would do way better than we would do. It just doesn't do for him. He wants us involved, sharing. He includes us. He wants us to be part of this grand thing that he is building, the advancement of his kingdom on the earth into eternity. He wants us to partner with him. He's sending us. "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Now, I want to be very clear about what that means. Connor, could you come up here and help me? Yeah, come on, brother. This is Connor. Connor, let's give Connor a hand. Good. Okay. Now, this is what it's not. When Jesus says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Okay, Connor? Let's pretend I'm Jesus and you're Connor. Okay, so I'm saying, okay, you're a believer in Jesus now, Connor? Great. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Go. Keep going, Connor. Arrivederci. Vaya con Dios. Have a good time. Have a good life. Make sure you preach the gospel. Keep going. Connor, good. That's good. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going, Connor. Bye. See ya. Don't forget to write. Now, that's not what Jesus means when he says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Connor, come on back. Come on back, Connor. Come on. You can do it. You can do it, Connor. Very good. Okay. You get me so far? That's not what Jesus means when he says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." This is more like what it is. Okay? Connor, you're a believer in Jesus. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Come on, let's go. Okay, Connor. Oh, we're at a crossroads here. Ask me which way to turn. Where do we go? Oh, okay. Okay, thank you for asking, Connor. We're going to keep going straight ahead a little bit, okay? We're going to keep going straight ahead. Okay, and Connor, why don't we just go over here? Have a seat. Just have a seat over here. Okay, Connor. Oh, there's Mitchell over there. Connor, I know all about Mitchell. He really needs to have a word from me. And I'm going to give you one for him. You up for it? Okay, good. Now, you got to make it look casual, Connor. You're doing a pretty good job so far. So just strike up a conversation with Mitchell, okay? It's a good start. It's a good start. Ask if you can pray for him, Connor. Cool. Okay, very good. Now, Connor, just put your hand on him. We're going to pray for him now. Okay, now it's kind of funny, but there's something that's not funny that's happening. And do you see what we're doing here? Okay, this is the Lord Jesus sending Connor. Is the Lord Jesus very far from him? No. In fact, he's told Connor which way to turn even. Connor needs to know because we got to walk with him. So, okay, Connor, I'm gonna help you pray for Mitchell. So you just repeat after me, okay? Mitchell, I believe the Lord is giving you a word. He's saying, be strong and courageous. Don't give up. I know it seems tough sometimes, but I know all about it. And I know how much you can take. You can take more than you think you can take. And just be comforted in the fact that you can trust me. And I see a picture. It's the world. And it's like it's from space. It's a view from space. And then it's zooming in and zooming in and zooming in. And it's getting to Canada. And then to Winnipeg. And then to the West End. Then to this building. And then right to you. And the Lord says, this is how easily I can find you. This is how quickly I can come to rescue you. Fear not. I'm on the case. Good. Thanks so much for listening to me, Connor. Okay, you don't have to repeat that. That's just me telling you that. Okay, good. Okay, let's get up, Connor. Okay, let's go this way. Okay, let's turn left again. Good. How are you doing, Connor? That's good. You know, you really did a great job of praying for Mitchell there. I really appreciate that. You said just what I told you to say. That wasn't so hard, eh? You know what? Just keep walking with me, and there'll be no problem. This is just going to be one grand adventure. You don't have to come up with any goods, because I've got them. We can work together, right? Good. God bless you. Have a seat. Let's give Connor a hand. That is what Jesus means when he says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. You're not alone. Jesus wants to walk with you. You're not on your own. It's not, okay, thanks for all the power. Thanks for all the wisdom. Thanks for all the knowledge. I'm out now, and I'm just going to go out into the world, and I'm going to proclaim things and do things. That's not a partnership. That's just a handoff. The Lord isn't interested in just handing off the kingdom to us. He wants to walk with us in his ways and do the things by his power with him right there. He wants to do those things with us and through us. Is that clear? Is that fairly clear? Be encouraged. If you're a believer in Jesus, he has a life for you of advancing his kingdom. But the pressure's not on you to perform. The only pressure is to keep coming to him. Keep listening. Do your best and receive the rest from the Lord, His grace. Amen? Now, I'll tell you, to walk with the Lord, there's one thing that becomes the most important thing. Maybe you figured it out as we've been going through this little demonstration. It's prayer. We don't get anywhere without prayer. And now let's do a little quick mental inventory. How many minutes have I prayed over this last week? Wow. If it's not so many, which is, it's certainly possible, it happens to me too. Believe it or not, sometimes pastor work gets in the way of prayer. Just like anyone else's job does. There's lots of stuff that can take you from prayer. And I mean, it's important stuff to do, just like the job you're doing is important. But none of us want to neglect prayer. Because prayer is the active partnering with God that He wants to do with us and through us. When we are in prayer, we participate in the will of God. We participate in the power of God. We participate in the mercy and compassion of God. When we pray, we're participating in the saving work of God, participating in the battles of God. When we pray, we're participating in the revealing work of God, and we're participating in the restoring work of God. That's just coming to God and saying, "Here I am, Lord. Well, what's on the agenda today?" Prayer is so important to move forward in our life in Christ. And yet we've almost turned it into a ritual kind of thing. You know, where we even change our voice sometimes. Like, okay, let's pray. "Dear Heavenly Father, Thou hast kindled," etc., etc. Do we talk to each other like that? We don't talk to each other like that. Well, if you do, then by all means talk to God like that too. He wants to speak with us. He wants to walk with us. And He knows the modern day vernacular. He knows all our words and stuff that we use today. He knows those ones. And He wants to walk with us. And the way that God, I mean, if you take a look at when Jesus prayed, you lose count. He's praying all the time for every reason. That's because He's walking with the Father. And He's calling us to participate, to share in that, to walk with the Father just like He does. Well, that's a life changer if we did that. Can you imagine doing that? Like agreeing? Let's walk with the Lord this week. Just walk through the day with Him. Let Him direct us. Let Him guide us. Just like with Connor there, where the Lord will maybe direct us to a person. The conversation goes to prayer. Then the Lord's telling us what we can pray about. He's giving us prophetic pictures so that we can share them with somebody so that they can be encouraged. That sounds like a good day. And you know what, brothers and sisters, today's a good day. We're going to pray right away. And we're going to kind of practically apply coming to God in prayer.